Before the stock market plummeted 1,500 points in a week, money-drunk Wall Streeters spent years feeding like little piggies at the trough of dirty money. For me, it's deja vu all over again. Black Monday, October 19, 1987, the market crashed 508 points, while I was the master of ceremonies at Chippendales, the world's greatest male-stripping empire. And just as one-bedroom fixer-uppers were recently being valued at $500,000, citizens were taking out loans with balloon payments so full of hot air they exploded, and Bush was turning Wall Street into a Vegas casino, so Chippendales, with its steroid-bloated mountain peak-pecked excess, was business as usual in a culture where the emperor was a male exotic dancer with no clothes on. In both cases, America was writing checks with its mouth that its butt couldn't cash, and it crashed like an addled addict after a lost weekend. In fact, that's exactly what happened to me. Started when the snowman at Chippendale's Stud Muffin began feeding me Coke so I'd give him better intros. Soon I was shoving massive amounts of blow up my nose to feed the demon beast inside that could never be satisfied till one night I did so much Coke I died. Luckily, I came back to life. I quit Coke that night, dedicated myself to working hard, finding love, and conquering my demon beasts old school style by unraveling my knots slowly and painfully. Took me decades of busting my hump and years of hypnotherapy, but today I'm drug-free with a job I love, a wife who loves me in all my idiocy, an apple-of-my-eye baby girl, and a glorious home with a garden that feeds me every day. I'm hoping America will have just as happy an ending. Dump the gas-guzzling SUVs, play well with others, stop the billion-dollar-a-day war, and prosper the old-school way. Work hard and earn it. Well, that's my 2 cents worth, and with inflation, I owe you approximately $1 trillion. With a perspective, this is David Henry Sterry.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.